From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We learned this afternoon that NBC newsman Tim Russert died suddenly today while at work. He had hosted the Meet the Press program since 1991, and he was known as a dogged interviewer and a well-sourced Washington insider. Under his leadership, the show became an unavoidable stop for politicians and for officials at the highest level of government. With his wry smile and that trademark white board and marker, Russert was known for his ability to make sense of the complex U.S. electoral system. Here he is talking with MSNBC's Keith Olbermann after the Indiana primary last month.
We now know who the Democratic nominee is going to be, and no one's going to dispute it, Keith. Sometimes in campaigns, the candidate is the last to recognize the best timing. It's very much like being on life support. Once they start removing the systems, you really have no choice. If, in fact, these reports of Senator Clinton giving her campaign more money are true, then the Clintons have a big decision to make in the morning.
NPR's David Folkenflik joins us now to talk about this news that Tim Russert has died. David, what do we know about what happened today?
Not a ton. It's been unfolding over the last couple hours. He only died over the last couple hours. He'd come back from a holiday in Italy with his wife, the writer Maureen Orth, his son Luke, and come back to work on the political season and to prepare for this Sunday's Meet the Press. He was stricken while preparing for that at the offices, taken to a hospital, and died.
David, we're all having a hard time talking about this since we just got the news this afternoon. Can you do a favor for me and describe how Russert rose to such prominence? It's said that when he actually joined Meet the Press, he saved the franchise.
Well, he made it into sort of the central place for political journalism and broadcast journalism in Washington. He had been a proud son of a working-class family in Buffalo, Catholic family. He often talked about those roots. They informed him. He had gone to law school, become an aide to Pat Moynihan and Mario Cuomo. And he said sort of his roots, both in thinking about how government operated and in being very firmly grounded, the son of a garbage collector, helped him ask common sense questions and really focus it to the betterment of his viewers as he did reporting and questioned people. He was hired to be an executive at NBC, but he never lost that political bug. And he found his way to Washington, where he soon became the Washington bureau chief.
And the host of Meet the Press, which became sort of the most important venue, many say, among the Sunday shows.
Well, as we heard in that clip at the outset, when he was describing things and analyzing things, it was as though he was minting the smartest consensus in Washington in the very moment you heard it. On the show, he was performing the function perhaps of what the guys in the smoke-filled rooms did generations ago in picking who the political leaders were. He was in public asking the tough questions, aggressive, persistent, but polite, civilly, that would reveal candidates' strengths and flaws before the public that had to choose among them.
Again, we're reporting today that NBC newsman Tim Russert died suddenly today while at work. Our thoughts and prayers and condolences are with his family, his wife Maureen Orth, his son Luke, with his NBC family, most particularly his longtime producer Betsy Fisher. That's NPR's David Folkenflik. Thanks so much, David.